With Independence Day comes fireworks, but they're not limited to the 4th anymore, and commentator Frank DeFord says that can be a problem.
This is all the fault of my dear departed old friend Bill Veeck, the great sports promoter. He was like a child when it came to fireworks. He would glow just talking about them. And so he instituted post-game fireworks and then the exploding scoreboard for in-game fireworks. Unfortunately, everybody liked fireworks almost as much as Bill did, and soon fireworks became an integral part of baseball, and all scoreboards started exploding. Boom, boom, boom. It's also my conspiratorial theory that the popularity for exploding scoreboards was what accounted for more home runs, inasmuch as scoreboards only explode for home runs. They don't explode for two-hit shutouts and beautiful 6-4-3 double plays. As a matter of fact, when a team scores lots of runs, the announcer often says, "There's fireworks here tonight." Maybe we wouldn't have so many brutes all steroided up slamming homers if Bill Veeck hadn't liked fireworks so much. Also, for example, since you can't have fireworks indoors, basketball substituted lasers for fireworks and added loud music. Then baseball, not to be outdone in the noise department, added loud music too. I know this is difficult to imagine, but once upon a time, the only loud orchestrated noise in American sports was marching bands at football games. And this was kept at a reasonable decibel level with only kettle drums and tubas to bother you. Plus, marching bands all marched around and spelled things out on the field, so it was a fine, full sensory performance. Fireworks, of course, are visible as well as aural. It continually amazes me, though, that despite all the incredible modern digital stuff, Americans are still delighted to sit back and look up at simple fireworks, which essentially explode in the same sunburst as they did when I was a child. In many ways, I guess fireworks and baseball are our most sustaining, innocent summer delights. So in that sense, maybe Bill Veeck knew what he was talking about. Still, I don't ever want fireworks to become so commonplace at baseball games that they're no longer special come July 4th. We've always reserved holiday fireworks for our Independence Day, no less than we limit turkeys to Thanksgiving and Cupids to Valentine's. At the least, let's put a moratorium on exploding scoreboards for a week or so around the 4th of July, so that when we see the rocket's red glare then, we're reminded that in the course of human events, home runs can be cheap, but independence is always dear.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.